Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Isaac and Souk are ready to predict this week's college and NFL outcomes with their usual laser-like accuracy.
How about if I take your money and kick you in the balls three times? No. Is that a fair deal?
A deep dive on the games that matter and some that don't.
Football is football.
Football's football.
This is Roppin' the Bank with Isaac and Souk, brought to you by Ryan Huddleston of Hometown Lenders. For refinancing or new home loan options, go to the local experts. The best rates in town with a process that's so easy, it's like robbing the bank. To learn more, contact Ryan at RyanHLoans.com. Robbing the bank on 1080.
Somebody's making money.
The Fan.
All right, well, this is our second to last robbing the bank.
Yes.
Super Bowl, and that's it. Now, we do have celebrity guest pickers today. We're like college game day.
We've got two of them.
Dave Bartu is here. Dave, hello.
Dudes, good to be on again.
Dudes.
Oh, yeah, I would, too.
Wow, that was erotic.
And we also have, well, that was a drop.
Yeah, I know. Ryan of Ryan H. Loans.
Yeah.
Sponsor of this fine program.
What?
Apparently, he wants to join in on the fun, and he would like his picks. I think he's disgusted with our picks.
As he should be.
So he's decided to branch out and go on his own. So I'm interested to see what Dave thinks of the mortgage guy's picks.
Well, it is his segment. So.
Yes, it is his segment. So Ryan of Ryan H. Loans would like his picture.
This is like when they interview the CEO of the main sponsor at a golf tournament,
yes.
You know? And you're looking at it like, oh, God.
This... Great idea, boss.
Yeah. Good idea, Ryan. Let's get your picks in here.
That's right.
Actually, they're probably way better than ours.
Yeah.
All right, well, we only have two games, guys. As you know, it's down to championship weekend. So the first game is actually going to be Cincinnati-Kansas City. And the spread opened at 6.5 in favor of Kansas City. It is now 7. Who would like to start?
I'll start this. Now, Ryan likes this. He's taken the Chiefs.
Okay.
As everyone has taken the Chiefs.
Everyone.
Everyone.
In the whole world.
A lot of money.
Nobody is on Cincinnati. Lot of money.
Well, we haven't really seen the... everyone seems to think Kansas is going to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
And there isn't a ton of money coming in on Cincinnati right now, even from the Sharps. I am going to hold off on this because I think this is going to get to 7.5. And the moment I get the hook...
Mm.
The moment I get the 7.5, I'm taking Cincinnati.
Mm.
In Cincinnati, it was +5 in that. So now, you know, we're sitting there. It's only a 2-point, hopefully 2.5-point difference here. And I get that everyone thinks that Kansas City is going to roll them. Cincinnati can be in this game. Cincinnati does really well against the blitz, and that's what Kansas City does, is bring the heat. And Kansas City's secondary isn't great, and it was chewed up by Cincinnati. Cincinnati is going to be in this game. So when I get the hook, I think Kansas City wins. But if this goes to 7.5, I'm jumping on Cincinnati.
Okay. let's go to Dave. Let's go to Bartu on this. Dave, what do you got in this game?
Now, I know I was gone last week, but I hope that Lynch pushed out my upset alert last week while I was gone, that I texted him before the show.
I did.
That a boy.
So, yeah, you called the 49ers over the Packers.
Yeah, upset alert.
Oh, over Packers, because the Packers were garbage coming into the playoffs. They were 9th in scoring efficiency of the 14 teams in the playoffs. So they were bad. Now, scoring efficiency leading into the playoffs, only 2 teams have lost that have better scoring efficiency coming into the playoffs. So in this Kansas City-Cincinnati game, the team with the best scoring efficiency coming into the playoffs was Cincinnati. Okay. Now Kansas City. Kansas City, for those that are on Kansas City, and I'm kind of giving two sides of the coin here, which is I'm saying don't bet this game because it's bananas. Mm-hmm. Kansas City is also the best NFL football team against playoff teams this year. just against playoff teams, they're almost 2-1 in their scoring efficiency. That being said, I'm going with the hot trend, which is how good were you coming into the playoffs? I will take Cincinnati in the points, but I expect Kansas City to win the football game.
Okay.
I've been very high on Cincinnati in the playoffs. I've bet on them each week so far. And, you know, Suk alluded to it. I mentioned it last week when I made my pick in their game against Tennessee. The best quarterback against pressure this year is Joe Burrow. In every metric against pressure, Joe Burrow was first in the NFL. So it doesn't matter that his O-line sucks. It doesn't matter that he got sacked 9 times because he's the best quarterback against pressure. He still threw for 350 yards last week against Tennessee. I don't know who wins this game. I actually think since he can beat Kansas City in this game, they did it in the regular season. I think people are really undervaluing the Bengals this year. So I'm going to take Cincy against the points, although I do like Suk's strategy of seeing if he gets to 7.5. But if forced to, I'll take Cincy plus 7.
You really think it'll get to 7.5?
I do.
Because I think people, well, you're right, because people are going to be pounded on Kansas City.
Yeah.
And the late money is always, you know,
I think it'll
usually the favorite.
I think there's people that are sitting around like me that are going to wait, and I think this thing will get to 7.5. You give me the hook, I'm on it.
Well, guys, I think both of these games appear too easy. In other words, it's like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that favors Kansas City in this game, and I think it's too good to be true for the Niners in the other game, right? Like, they couldn't feel any better. Short travel, not really a home field advantage for the Rams, good weather, basically.
You have the hook in 3.5?
Yeah, and they beat them 6 in a row. Like, it's almost too good to be true, which when we get to that game, I believe that one is too good to be true. I don't think the Bengals-Chiefs is. The last 40 championship games, 40, the spread has not mattered in 38 of them. In other words, whoever wins the game covers the spread. It's 38-2 against the spread. I think Kansas City wins the game. Therefore, I will lay the points. The Bills have a top three defense. They got torched. The Bills had an elite quarterback playing as good as a quarterback can play. They lost. I don't think the Bengals are capable quite yet of giving Kansas City a shot like that. I think they'll need help from Kansas City. And I'm playing the probabilities. Again, these games are not about certainties. They're about probabilities. And it's more probable that Kansas City won't help Cincinnati than they will. But in a one-game scenario, anything can happen. As you say, ball bounces funny ways, turnovers, an injury, penalty. You never know. I'm just going to play the probability. I just think Kansas City is better. And in this spot, they have proven they win these games. I'll lay the points. I won't lay 7.5, but I'll lay the 7.
Dave, talk to me about the over-under here. My man Ryan H., he likes the under here. I'm leaning towards the over, 54. What does Dave say about the numbers here?
So the numbers on that kind of stuff says under, but Kansas City, man, I mean, their games are bananas.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, their defense is bad. Their offense is amazing. You look at the average, you know, total that they put up. It is high. But that being said, again, going back to the probabilities, 54 is a massive number for the NFL. You know, the average NFL game is 45.5 total. That's your average NFL football game. So
lean to the under.
Yeah, I got to lean to the under when you just look at the numbers from that standpoint. But again, I think this game is nuts. The only thing I would probably bet. No, I wouldn't even bet anything on this game. I mean, there's a number. There's literally a number that points to every scenario being a good lean. So just take the money line on whoever you think's going to win and call it a day.
The under is interesting, though, because you would think Cincinnati's game plan will be to, I mean, they want to chew clock, right? They cannot get into another shootout with Kansas City, right?
They have a good running game.
Yeah, like I feel like they're going to feel this out, like a good prize fight, you know, and try to maybe get this into the second quarter tight, and then hopefully you get it to halftime with it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like they might slow play this, so maybe the under. Is Ryan like the under?
Yeah, he's taking the under on it.
What's the under on the half, right? Oh. What's the under on the half? Because Kansas City, it's the end of the game where everything blows up. And we know Cincinnati in this scenario is going to slow play it in the first half.
I like that.
So first half over under.
There could be some value there.
I'm looking
here. Is it 27, 28?
Half is, 27. Yeah, it's at 27.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So if I'm going one of those unders, I will go under 27 first half versus under 54 for the game.
I like that. All right. Are we moving on? Do we get Ryan's pick? What do we got?
Yeah, he's taking the under.
Okay, that's his pick for Kansas City, Cincinnati.
That's his pick for Kansas City. He's taking Kansas City, and he's taking the under. So we'll move on. He likes the Niners on the money line.
Okay.
Ballsy move. I'm taking the Niners, but I'm grabbing the points.
Okay.
And
3.5.
And I get right now that, like you said, there seems to be this great momentum for the Rams. They've looked real good, and we know that when the Rams are at their best, they're as good as anyone in the NFL. I'm still not convinced, and again, I think this is about matchups, and I think I think San Francisco is a bad matchup. I think they nullify what the Rams do really good on defense, and that's rushing the quarterback because they don't throw the ball very often. I think they're the more physical team up front, and I think their pass rush, well, just their front seven, they won't be able to run the ball on them. It will make them one-dimensional, and the way they rush the quarterback. Remember, they don't have a bunch of speed guys. This is a power rush team, and they condense the pocket. They squeeze it in, and it leaves Stafford nowhere to go. And if you look over these six wins, with the exception of the 17-0 lead that the Rams got on them for those two quarters, the Niners have absolutely dominated this. This isn't even just one of those where they're winning games. They are kicking their ass. I just think this is a bad, bad matchup for the Rams, and I'm taking the Niners. I'm not going to pull the Ryan H. and go money line. I'm going to take the points, but I think the Niners win this.
Interesting. Yeah.
By the way, a texter noted this. If you do the same game parlay option.
Those gay parlays.
Yeah, gay parlays. God, I'm a big fan.
They get all of us. The same game parlay option for Bengals Chiefs, the line is 7.5.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
So if you want to do a same game parlay, you'll get 7.5.
Do they get a 7.5 and then maybe the under or the first half?
Tell you what. This one smells, man. I have such respect for the Niners, and they could not be in a better spot, right? Yep. I mean, they love playing the Rams. They feast on the Rams.
Yep.
I'm not going to be scared off by the fact that they beat them 6 in a row because the odds makers make LA the favorite again. And that tells me that despite the fact that the Niners own them, they're still underdogs by more than a field goal with no home field advantage to speak of for the Rams. That's odd to me.
Yeah.
So, therefore, that tells me they think the Rams are superior. Now, remember the first meeting, the Niners kicked the crap out of them. The second meeting, the Rams were up 17-0.
Yep. At halftime.
But the Niners needed that game more than the Rams. It's quite plausible the Rams just let their foot off the gas in that game.
Well, they still needed it to try to win the division, though.
So, Whitworth is back. Williams for the Niners is hurt, which I think is a huge injury.
Taylor Rapp looks like he may be back for the Rams, too, in the secondary.
In trying to negate the Rams' pass rush. I think those are key on the offensive lines. Look, the Niners had 212 yards last week. Their quarterback play is just it's not good enough. Stafford is playing at a high level. Cooper Kupp's going to have a big day. I don't think the Rams blow it again here, especially after epically blowing it last week and blowing it the last time against the Niners. So I think they win a methodical game where they run the ball, quick passing game. They will chew the clock and win this game 23-16. I'm not going to lay the points. I am only taking the Rams on the money line.
What's the odds on the money line?
-160 is what I got it at, I think. Let me check. Yeah, it's -180. I got it at 160 on Sunday.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm kind of leaning with Rob on this one personally. Watching that game last week with the Niners and the Packers, the Niners had nothing. Absolutely nothing. And the Packers just gave them the game at the very end with the punt block. I mean, they couldn't do a thing. And Jimmy Garoppolo, as we've been saying all year, is not very good. He's just not. And you're going up against a better defense in the Rams than you were going against the Packers. And the way the Rams are playing right now is the good Rams. We've seen both shades of the Rams this year. We've seen bad Rams and good Rams. We've got the good Rams. Matt Stafford's not making mistakes. Cooper Kupp is open 1,000,000% of the time. OBJ is playing really, really well again. And that defensive front is terrifying because Von Miller's playing like young Von Miller, which he didn't do during the regular season after the trade. The Niners are not a better team. They're not. So I'm going to take the Rams -3.5.
Okay. Dave.
Dude, like I said, scoring efficiency leading up to the playoffs. Money line is 6-2 so far in the playoffs. So I was born in L.A. My mom and dad babysat L.A. Rams players, so I was raised with them. It was the first professional franchise that I ever liked because of it, and I hate the Niners. And so I am taking the Niners because their scoring efficiency coming into the playoffs was superior to the Rams. I do like, though, if you're going to take the Rams, eliminate the spread. Take the money line. If you're going to be on the Niners, obviously grab the point. But I think that if the trend holds up, the better team coming into the playoffs wins this game, and that is the Niners.
All right. I think that's it.
That's it.
Ryan's got the Rams or the Niners, you said?
He's got the Niners. He can have Niners money line. He feels that confident.
Niners ML and Bengals, right?
He's got the Chiefs. Chiefs and the under in the Cincinnati Kansas City game.
All right, good times. All right.
Gambling's fantastic.
I love
gambling. Everyone wants to be a part of it.
Yeah. Get the DraftKings app. They're offering, Mike was talking about those same game parlays.
Yeah.
They're offering $25 back on any same game parlay that you lose.
Yeah. So for, there's a lot.
I think it's like one in each game.
One in each game, yeah. So, in other words, if you bet a $25, I think the way it is.
Yeah.
If you bet a $25 same game parlay, and you can put as many things in there as you like.
Yeah.
If it hits, you win.
Yes.
If you lose, they'll give you $25 back.
Yeah. Correct. You just have to, I guess, opt into it. There's an opt-in button.
Yeah. So bet $25 and then just load up and
let's see
what happens. It's basically a free bet.
God.
There's a ton of good promos.
Great.
The new app is fire.
Dave, you good? Everybody good over there?
Everybody's good. Everybody's back to school, healthy, good to go here.
Good. All right. We'll talk to you pre-Super Bowl, okay?
See you, bros.
All right. There it is. Dave Bartu, College Football Matrix. Ryan Huddleston is in with Hot Picks.
Yes, RyanHLoans.com, the proud sponsor. You sponsor the segment, you get your damn picks in.
Ryan Huddleston of Hometown Lenders. Go with the local experts. So easy, it's like robbing the bank. To see your options, contact Ryan at RyanHLoans.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.